The following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcast Network. For advertising information or to find more great podcasts, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com and follow us on Twitter at @RealTheUnderdog.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of the Functional Sportsaholic, or as we like to call it, the Sports Talk Revolution. We are proud partners of the Underdog Sports Podcasting Network, and you can also find us on Podcast One. Sam Van Dam is back. You were listening to Sean Ryan and Sam Van Dam. Sam, what's going on, man?
What up, man? Just back to the grind.
Back to the
literally,
grind.
Literally, as we do this.
Yeah.
Company time.
Yeah, well.
So don't tell my job.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can tell my job all they want. I only have a couple weeks left anyway. But so you were in Costa Rica last week, man. How's that?
Man, Costa Rica is a fun place. Did a lot of activities. Gave myself a really good ear infection. Some
broken really?
Toes. But yeah, man. from the diving, I pretty much blew my eardrum out. I didn't know it at the time until I got off the airplane, and you know, it was pretty excruciating.
So you got off the airplane, so it didn't hurt while you were on it?
I mean, I was chewing gum the whole time and I was sleeping for most of it. But when I got off, like, I had all this fluid coming out of my ear, and and then just a bad infection kept me up pretty much Saturday, Sunday, Monday. At night it was terrible, but you know, I haven't had an ear infection since I was probably a kid because I had tubes in my ears, and you know, I forgot how bad they hurt.
Well, that's the funny thing. So my one of my kids has an ear infection. I'm worried that I have one too. And I was thinking, like, what person our age gets an ear infection? So when you said it, I was just like, what? That's funny. Ear infection buddies.
Yeah, buddy. I had to get antibiotics, and it's been a nice welcome back into reality.
Yeah,
nice kick in the nuts.
Right in the nuts. We're at the end of the NBA season. We have some NFL to talk about. Tiger, we're recording this on Friday. We had to delay this today because I had a massive migraine yesterday, so we missed our recording. We're just falling apart, the two of us, man.
We're just old. We're just old fucks, man.
I know,
just falling apart.
Falling
ear infections
apart.
And migraines and broken feet. You know,
yeah. Just, one thing
can only go up from here.
Yeah, one would hope anyway.
One would hope.
So Tiger shot a opening round 70. I don't know what he's going to shoot on Friday because it hasn't happened yet. But I don't know, man. I'm kind of leaning back towards. I feel like he's going to get another major at some point. How do you feel about that?
I think he will. He was really close last year. I need to know what's going on in Tiger's personal life. I feel like if he's getting out there again and he's being promiscuous, you know, we're going to start seeing the majors roll on in. He needs to have some sort of, you know, double life going on in order to really be, you know, pulling these out.
So his major title winning is tied entirely to his scandalous behavior.
Yeah. And to the freak off. Definitely. If Tiger's freaking off hours, then, you know, but if he has like a steady girlfriend and like, you know, they're going to Bed Bath and Beyond and like he's got nothing else going on, I just feel like Tiger's not, you know, it's just not going to happen for him.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. Like if he's at Lowe's, which Tiger would probably never be at Lowe's picking out paint swatches. I just feel like I feel like he's just never going to sniff another major again.
Yeah, that's fair. But if he's
macking on the girl that works at, you know, Arby's,
yeah, an Arby's waitress, you know, or a server or whatever.
Yeah, hostess at Arby's. I feel like then, you know, we're going to see some good golf coming.
Yep. So let's swing it over to NFL. I was reading Pro Football Talk, and the Raiders are finally letting out signs that they're shopping for upgrades at quarterback for Derek Carr, which I don't think shocks any of us, but it's kind of like a, okay, finally, like, you know, Right. It's about time you admit it kind of thing. But I just, I don't know. I feel like Gruden is delusional, and not just John Gruden here, because we pick on the Raiders a lot, but you know, a lot of these like teams that are like, oh, we're going to move on from our quarterback and we're going to look for an upgrade. Where are you going to find the upgrade? It's not easy to find a franchise quarterback.
Right. Like, it's not, there's a reason why certain guys, you know, have just stuck around, or even, you know, even backups, but it's the Raiders. This is just very, very Raiders on brand.
Yeah.
So we're going to go get this high prolific, very controversial wide receiver, and now we're going to go get a quarterback. So,
yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. And there's a reason Kirk Cousins, like, you know, makes like $30 million a year, or 27 or whatever it is because they're hard to find. And his brother Gruden, Jay Gruden, already had a quarterback. So you'd think that, but this has been kind of John Gruden's MO, you know, even back from his first stint in coaching. He went through Brad Johnson. He went through a couple of quarterbacks, and he's always looking for like a grizzled veteran. But there aren't any, man. Like there aren't any. Like the rookies that don't show, or like the people that are drafted that don't show promise early, they don't get a get a shot. Like literally, John Gruden is looking in the face at like Ryan Fitzpatrick as his quarterback someday, or somebody like that, like a Josh McCown. These retreads, he's never going to find like another Rich Gannon, I don't think, in today's NFL. I don't think those guys are out there like just like waiting for their opportunity. Like Blaine Gabbert, he might find a Blaine Gabbert, you know, I think probably the best out there in terms of being able to try to salvage some kind of franchise quarterback would be a guy like Kaepernick, who's of course not going to happen either.
That, or maybe you can get Jay Cutler. You know, pull him back into
football. Man, I think he's on that what's the show called again? The Cavalieri show?
Yeah, Cavalieri.
My brother brother-in-law was telling me that because we've talked about it on this show and how perfect Jay Cutler is for TV because he's so grumpy. He told me that there's a mashup somewhere of only the Jay Cutler clips. Because I tried to watch the show after you told me about it. I watched an episode or two, and Jay Cutler's stuff is funny.
Oh, he's hilarious. But rest of it is awful.
Oh, gosh, it's so bad. So
her and her friends are terrible, or her coworkers, or employees or whatever. It's awful.
It is
it's awful TV.
You know, they're bringing back The Hills. I saw that on an advertisement yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't like – wasn't Cavalieri in that show too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess she would be good. That's where she got her. I guess Laguna Beach was the first one, right?
Yeah,
that was the first one. Then it became The Hills when they all grew up and moved to the Hollywood Hills.
But there was that one girl that was on Laguna Beach that has like a fashion line now, and she's in Kohl's or something.
Yeah, Elsie. Yeah, Lauren Conrad.
I can't imagine she'll be back. She's actually doing stuff, you know.
Who knows? Yeah, you would think, you know. Spencer and Heidi will be back.
They have nothing else to do. They're like, they're hoping they get their SAG card back because they can't pay for their benefits. I mean, that's
I feel awful that I know these people's names. Like, what am I doing with my life besides getting ear infections?
And learning to be fair, you know them because like you know we were in college around that time, or high school around that. I can't remember, but
that's true. We did watch that periodically.
I did not watch that, although I thought that the girl LC Lauren and Cavalieri, I thought they were really hot. So I have always kept a passing interest in the two of them. But
right.
Yeah,
right,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, I'm not into that. So I saw the Panthers signed Chris Hogan, which I found interesting because the Patriots like don't have any receivers left. Like literally, I don't. Think I think they have Edelman. I know that. I think they might have Dorsett under contract. They're just like kind of getting depleted at the receiver position. Of course, they already lost Gronk, who retired.
They have to have something up their sleeves. But Hogan wasn't good for them last year.
No, he wasn't.
He really fell off last year. So you know, I'm sure they'll try to. They'll find somebody. Either they're going to put all their eggs in the Edelman basket, which, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Edelman's good. Don't get me wrong. And given that Brady probably has two or three quality years left and they might have another Super Bowl run. I mean, it's like I don't think Edelman gets in based on stats, but I think he'll get into the Hall of Fame based on Super Bowl rings. You know how like John Stallworth and Lynn Swan are both in the Hall of Fame, but their numbers are like, it was good for the era, but they were also part of the four-time Super Bowl winning champion Pittsburgh Steelers. It'll be the same way. Like, I think Teddy Bruschi will eventually get into the Hall of Fame as well. Like senior committee kind of thing, or maybe like in slow Hall of Fame years, but
the association vote.
Yeah, exactly.
You got an association with the Patriots, and you're on some really successful teams. We're gonna throw you in there.
Yeah, Belichick was out saying, you know, he wonders who can cover all the big receivers in this draft. To me, it's that's smoke signal stuff. I don't know what the Patriots are going to do. They're probably just going to sign some people after the June cuts and win a Super Bowl. It's usually what they do.
I mean, you're a free agent right now. I think you could give them a few plays a game.
Like literally, when I was before I blew my calf muscle out, I honestly think that in that offense. Because they like these small receivers. I think I could have produced a 1,000-yard season for the Patriots. Now, today, like as a 37-year-old me, I do not want...
You're freshly 37.
Freshly 37. So I'm now in my late 30s.
You don't have a lot of wear and tear on your body, you know, as far as an NFL body.
I do have about 15 pounds of spare tire that I gotta get loose. Every time I get into a groove of working out, I get sick again. So I gotta figure out some way to stop that.
Man, that's like 10 days to you, bro. 10 days to you. You can strip that off.
Now these days, man, it gets harder when you get older, man. This is a 2-month effort that I have to do to get back down.
Nah, not you, man. I think we should get a camera crew. We should make a documentary about the freshly new 37-year-old just laid off podcaster making a
run at the CrossFit Games.
Making a
senior.
Run at the Patriots. After all, you're built for this. You're built for this.
Yes, I think that would be pretty good.
You're built for this, man.
I wonder if if they have like the that Mark Wahlberg movie with the Eagles where there's like the
Invincible. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they have tryouts for the Patriots, like walk on tryouts for these guys. Like I know the Patriots.
We know some people we could probably get in somebody's ear.
Yeah, maybe. You know, you're right.
Give you a little
give me a little
run.
Workout with the GOAT.
Yeah.
McDaniels will take Ronald McDaniels or whatever his name is. Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels.
No, man. When I was back in my flag football days, I was quick. I was shifty. I was an Edelman-type receiver. I'm telling you, man. In this offense, I could have caught 50 passes. Let's call it 80 passes and 1,000 yards. I think I could have broken 1,000 yards. And I don't think I'd be any more injury-prone even back then. Like, especially back then, maybe even now. I don't think I'd be any more injury-prone than Danny Amendola was when he was there.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
I mean.
Let's just go with that narrative. I could have been an NFL wide receiver if I was on the Patriots. I don't think it would work for any other team. Maybe the Saints. Maybe the Saints.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
Yeah, that documentary is not a bad idea. I certainly have the time. You know, I'm going to start a, did I tell you about this? I'm going to start a furniture restoration YouTube channel.
Oh, I've seen the
person. The get up. That's right. I did. So I need to. I have the cut off shorts going through the laundry. I got to get them all. Like tattered at the bottom.
Yeah, are they long or are they kind of short?
I wanted to get them right at the point where the quadricep and comes down, so you get that little V or that.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get them there, and when I cut them, I actually cut them too short, so they're ridiculously short. So.
Well, maybe get some tattered in there and maybe they won't look as short.
Yeah, I pitched this to the owner of The Underdog because he's turning Underdog Sports Podcasting Network. He's turning this into basically Underdog Media Group or Underdog Sports Media or whatever. But he's expanding. And so I said, hey, look, man, I know he's got some big meetings with some talent folks in the next couple of weeks. I said, hey, brother, I'm going to have a lot of free time. I am, in addition, like in all seriousness, I actually am somewhat handy and I actually have a lot of house projects. So I'm going to start doing this stuff and I am going to start restoring furniture because I actually do it, pretty well as a means just to basically survive. And I said, I'm doing all this stuff, I'm just going to basically create a restoration YouTube channel. Are you interested? He said, maybe. So I said, well, listen to the whole idea. And I told him, and I'll spring it on the world. I'll wait until there's a couple of videos out there and I'll tell the podcast people about it. But it is live action. It will be me. You will see my face, my bearded face. Although I just shaved. I guess I got to grow a beard back out.
Definitely need a beard or at least some sort of facial hair.
Like a George Michael stubble. George Michael from Wham.
Strong stubble.
There you go. With the start of baseball season, Podcast One Sportsnet has all your bases covered. Get your fix with home run shows like Dan Patrick's Show and the Rich Eisen Show and Baseball and Chill. Don't miss new episodes of these shows and more all summer long on Podcast One Sportsnet. We were talking a little bit about branching out, maybe when we were talking about the Hills or something. I saw that... what's her face? Kim Kardashian said she's going to study and maybe take the bar in a couple of years. And she's trying to gear up, I guess, to be a lawyer and fight for social justice. You know how she was at the old president's lair, you know, talking about some things. But, you know, like a lot of people like jumped on it. And I feel like that's a very internet thing to do. But I started thinking about, and, you know, of course, I had the same reactions like, oh, gosh, you know, great. And then I thought, like, why am I so bitter about this? Like, this is a person who has, you know, 8 figures a year she's making. You know, she's got all the money in the world. She doesn't have to do anything for the rest of her life. Anything. And she's now going to devote her time to try to get a law degree and, you know, try to help people out. Like, why are we so quick to jump on that? Just because she's annoying. Yeah, she's super annoying. I don't like her at all. I know she's married to Kanye, which a lot of people hate. I don't really hate Kanye. I just think he needs to be on medication. But like, why are we so crabby about this? Like, the person wants to help people, and I can promise you, if I was making $20 million a year, if I had that in my bank account, I wouldn't do a damn thing at all. I donate to charity, but I wouldn't donate my time. I can tell you that.
Right. Well, I think here's my thing about it. I mean, I think it's good that she wants to make a positive change. I would almost like to see her do something like that and not tell anybody until she's already completed it, you know, because if they try to make this whole like thing about it and this show about it, you know, she could do this on her own time and not make it so public. But, you know,
that's true.
I don't really give a crap. I don't hate her. I think the whole thing is annoying, but, you know, she's gotten to where she's at because our society likes to follow people like that. And I'm guilty of it when I'm sick. And the one thing I love watching besides lockup is Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Because
really? No matter what, when I'm sick, like I will sit down at E when they have these marathons and I will watch like 12 episodes in a row.
I never knew that about you.
Because the thing is it doesn't matter if it's season one or season whatever, 15 or whatever they're on. You know, the players and the other things don't really matter. Except for now, Bruce
is a woman.
It's
Caitlin, right?
Yeah. And, you know, you don't see the kid anymore. What's his – Robert.
Why don't you see him? Was there a scandal or something?
He's just really – well, yeah, he's had a bunch of scandals. I guess he's – you know, he's huge now, like put on a ton of weight. Mm. And then he knocked up some girl and that was a whole thing. And, yeah. But other than that, it's just the same players – and it's just mindless TV. But, you know, our society likes things like that. So she's taking full advantage. They're probably the smartest people, you know, that have read the room and know how to keep being relevant.
Well, in my former life,
Kim's 38. I mean, her whole adult life now, she used to be Paris Hilton's stylist. You know, and now she's, you know, like basically an icon, you know, and she's they played their way, you know, into this, and good for them.
Well, I always say, because I've worked with Chris Kardashian before, or Jenner, whatever her face is, whatever her name is. And I worked on them with a TV pilot that never saw the light of day years ago. This is way before the Kardashian thing. This is maybe in 2000, let's say 2002, 2003. This is back, Sam, all the way back when Bruce Jenner was still Bruce Jenner. And right. I worked with them, and like, I mean, she was a tough negotiator. Like, she handled all of Bruce's business. Like, they're not stupid. I know that they play the part, but they play that part because that's what gets ratings. Like, they're not stupid people. As much as we all want to think that they are, and I understand it, because it's infuriating to me that they literally do nothing and make money. Like, and it's not infuriating, really. We're, at the end of the day, we're all just jealous, right? We all want to do nothing and make money. And
right.
Have people lavish us with praise. Although I would never want to be that famous. I would never want to be that famous. But, you know, people get jealous of it. And that's, yeah, I guess that's okay. But they're not stupid people. I mean, they make a lot of money, and they're pretty damn savvy. And this is from personal experience.
Who else has been around this long? You know, you have stuff that, like, you know, everyone was like, oh, Duck Dynasty. Okay, now you don't see Duck Dynasty stuff, right. You know. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's come and gone, you know, even, you know, American Idol, you know, which probably launched like a little bit before them. You know, I'd say The Bachelor and Keeping Up with the Kardashians are something that's been consistently around, you know, for, you know, my whole like adult life almost.
Yep.
You know, and they're both still going strong. So
swinging it back.
I forgot you. That all just bumped back into my head.
I know, man.
Forgot about that.
I've had I'm on my third or fourth life now. It's I've had a wild life. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, I tell these stories like I remember that particular story. This was years later when I was in my professional career, and we were at a team building thing, and we were playing one of those stupid team building games, and they're like, okay, tell one thing that you would like to be true about yourself, one thing that is true, and one thing that's a lie. And so I guess two lies and one truth, and the rest of the groups were supposed to, you know, guess what it was. And so one of the truths that I told, just to throw people off, was that I worked with Chris Kardashian on a TV pilot like back in the day. And like my group, because we were in groups, my group could not wrap their head around that being the one truth that I was telling. I'm like, guys, this is the truth part, because they kept trying to like make it more unbelievable. I'm like, guys, this is the truth that I'm trying to tell you. Idiots.
Right.
Anyway.
That's always funny.
Yeah. Let's go back to last football thing here. So Sean Merriman comes out and he says the Chargers are seriously interested in Josh Rosen, which I actually think would be really intelligent, because I kind of feel like Josh Rosen, like, I don't mind the guy. I like him. He got in a really bad situation with a bad coaching staff for him last year. So his entire rookie year was like just detonated before I ever got going. Now they have Kingsbury in there. They're going to draft Kyler Murray. That's just going to happen. So he, you know, they have this asset somewhere. Where does he go? I've heard the Redskins talk about trading for him, but of course they've already traded for Case Keenum. But it is the Redskins. They like to spend a lot of draft picks trading for quarterbacks that are never going to see the light of day. So why not pick up one more? The Josh Rosen, I don't think would be a fit there, though, because Gruden, like we were talking about John Gruden, they like just older veteran type quarterbacks. I think Keenum is going to be the starter there, and we'll see what happens with that situation. I think the Giants would have been the perfect spot for him, or would be the perfect spot, but I haven't heard a ton about that. But I also think that the Chargers are very interesting. Rosen goes back to a place that he's familiar with in LA. And Rivers is starting to get older. So I think that's a nice spot for him.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's crazy how, you know, and I get why, you know, Arizona would go after Keenum especially. But it's just crazy how, you know, sports teams will just give up on somebody like so quickly, you know. So hopefully, you know, hopefully he gets a shot, you know, because like you said, I don't think that was a real fair shot last year.
Well, remember, Goff was a bust, and then 2 years after Goff was a quote unquote bust, he's starting against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. So, you know, with the right coaching staff, the right system behind you, it can be good. Now, I think Rosen, I don't think he's as good as Jared Goff is. Even right. a bad quarterback and a bad system for him should be able to get over like 60% this day and age. But, you know, he let me say this. He was not set up with any favors with that system and that team. So it was a rough one for them.
No, and, I mean, he had to kind of come in, you know, and get after it. You know, it's I feel like some of these guys that have been around, you know, had to take a few years to, you know, to be behind the scenes, you know, just to learn how to be a pro. And now you see these guys getting thrown into it younger and younger and younger, and it's going to take them a while. You know, how long was Aaron Rodgers behind?
Yeah, Favre.
You know, Brett Favre. You know, but he had that consistency of seeing that every day, and I'm sure he was frustrated as anything. But you can't tell me those years behind him haven't been super beneficial.
Absolutely. Let's swing it over to the NBA. Magic Johnson out in L.A. Man, what did you think?
Man, what a shit show. yeah, super unprofessional, in my opinion, the way that he handled that.
Do you think he just rolled out of bed and was just like, I'm going to quit today?
Yeah, and you know what? This is a track, you know, this is like a character of his. He has done this before. You know, he basically did it on his TV show. He did it when he was coaching the Lakers. He basically, they said, dude, you have to, like, he didn't want to coach like the last 16 games. The guy makes so much money and has such a good life. I don't know why he would sign up for this in the first place.
I think maybe he thought.
He'd be a savior, and he thought he would just be able to come in and snap his fingers like he does with everything, and things happen. And, you know, look at what he's done, you know, even as a owner with the Dodgers, you know, they've been successful. Mm-hmm. And this is something that he's like, oh, I'm not good at. I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Well, I think they wanted a little bit more from him too, right? I think he liked the idea of that Dodgers thing where he could just be a face, right? Mm-hmm. Almost like what the rumored presidency is with Trump, when he was looking for somebody to do all the nuts and bolts and he just be like the brand on top of the presidency. That's what the rumor was coming out of the primaries in 2016. And it reminds me a little bit. I remember Dan Marino took the GM job of the Miami Dolphins, and I feel like he had it for like a month and he's just like, no way. No way. I'm not doing this. But he had the sense to like get out and be like, hey, this is not for me. Let's figure this out. And, you know, Magic, he kind of failed. Like, I heard Jenny Buss didn't know that he was going to quit. I heard, like, everybody was shocked.
Yeah, he was just, like, at the game, and then he's like, oh, let's get some media members over here. I just don't want to be here anymore. Like, literally, dude, like, you're, like, one of the faces of the Lakers. Like, regardless of wherever you go in your life, like, people associate you with the Lakers. Like, I felt like he owed them a little bit more. You know, and then he kind of did like a hatchet job on the way out. He's like, oh, you know, I wanted to fire Luke, but they're close. Oh, Rob Pelinka's not that great. You know, it's kind of like, why? Why couldn't you just, go see her and put out a press release that just said, hey, listen, you know, I'd rather do other interests than this is, you know, a little bit more than I, you know, bargained for. Let's see it through at least through the last game.
Oh my gosh.
So, but, I just honestly think that they thought that he thought he would be able, and he delivered on one. He got LeBron there. But I think them knowing going into the summer, they're not going to get another big star. I don't think anyone's going to go there. I think this is going to be another, you know, next year is going to be another weird year for the Lakers. And I think he's just like, I don't really want to do this. Like, I'd much rather just be Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Hey, you know, again, it goes back to that.
I don't blame him.
Goes back to the Kardashian thing. I would have no interest in going back to law school. I would have none.
Right.
Like, I have such a good life already. What do I want to complicate it with other stuff?
Right.
Anyway, so who's winning the finals, man?
Warriors.
Yeah. Who's going to get there? You still sticking with Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, Warriors, and I think it goes 6.
Really, you think it'll go 6?
Yeah, just because I think Milwaukee will be tough at home.
I'm going to say Warriors
5.
I'm flirting with a sweep. Flirting with a sweep. with the Warriors. But I'll say, just because, you know, they're a shooting team, and if their shooting goes cold, I'll give them five. I'll say five.
And, dude, I want to talk about Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Because I should have taken them because I was on them all year.
All year. You switched up, man. You're Homer. You switched it.
I did, man.
And, right before the episode before, you're like, oh, it's Virginia. It's Virginia. And then you come in, you're like, it's Duke, man. It's got to be Duke.
It's because I was looking at the numbers, and I was like, man, if they have their whole starting lineup, I was like, they're like 24-1, and they played like the toughest schedule.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair.
You know, but they kept running into older teams.
I was, you know, for me, I'm the kiss of death. Every team that I blessed to win, they just kept losing in the next round. So, like, Michigan lost, and then I was just like, okay, well, it's definitely North Carolina. Then they lost. I'm like, okay, well, I guess it's Michigan State, and then they lost. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm not even going to make a prediction for the finals. Because, obviously, at that point, you got to predict Virginia. But I said, I'm just staying away from this thing now. I'm toxic. Yeah, exactly. I'm starting to ruin lives with my predictions.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'm having a hard enough time keeping my own life on track. I don't need to ruin everybody else's. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think we can call that an episode, man. You got anything else for us?
Not much, man. Well, I'll probably get back to my job here.
There you go. Yeah, get on it. Get on it, man. Get to it.
All right, man. Everyone be good.
Be good, everybody. Have a great week.